Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Friday at 8 o'clock, you know what that means. Time for Fridays with Feinstein, the best-selling author and Washington Post columnist, brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom's offering grab-and-go curbside pickup at GolfdomGolf.com. And we'll even deliver to your door. Go to GolfdomGolf.com for details. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all. How's everybody doing?
Hello, doing all right. John. I'm sure you're tired from staying up for the first round of the draft.
Oh, was the draft last night? See, I depend on the Post for most of my news, and they haven't had anything about the draft for the last month. Just right. About 87 stories on right. Chase Young, with 87 more to come, I'm sure. I did watch the beginning because I was curious. My cat just turned on my computer. Excuse me.
Hey, that cat's more technologically advanced.
So your cat just jumped on your desk and turned on your computer.
She walks across the desk all the time, and in doing so, she walks across the computer.
Oh, okay.
And she just walked across the computer and turned it on, and that the noise you heard was a woman leaving a message for me trying to sell me something, which happens all the time to all of us, right?
I love solicitors.
I at one point I had a message on my home phone tape saying, you know, who you'd reach, but at the end it said, if you are a solicitor of any kind, hang up and never call here again.
Right. We remember.
I remember Brad Faxon called me one time, and not to drop a name, but and he left a message and it said, "My God, John, that scared the blank out of me."
Right.
But fortunately, he did leave a message.
By the way, John, have you noticed the last, you know, since this all started, that the spam, you know, phone calls have decreased? I used to get them 5-6 times a day, and they just went away completely. Now they're starting.
Well,
to come
might have
back
not gone
bit.
Away. I mean, there are certain ones that come in like 3 times a day, like clockwork.
Right, right, right.
You know, and every once in a while, I've stopped doing it, but I used to pick up the phone and say, "Please, I'm begging you, stop calling here." But then the person would just hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it didn't do any good.
But I haven't gotten any calls from, you know, like the Indian dude who's calling from the IRS that says I owe $17,000.
Just pay him already.
Oh, yeah, I haven't gotten that either. Yeah. Unfortunately, if I get that call, it's probably true.
But owe that much money.
I like to F
yeah,
with those
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. Or more. Yeah. But I did turn on the draft at 8 o'clock. I walked away. Jane and I are watching a movie every night, and I told her I was going to be out of the room for a few minutes. And the whole thing, I don't know what you guys have said or what you think, but the 30 minutes that I watched until Young was drafted.
All right.
Made me
minutes.
Almost sick to my stomach. I mean, this whole thing with first Peyton Manning talking about how the draft gives us hope. It was an NFL ESPN infomercial, basically. And it took forever to get to the first pick.
I know.
I mean, God. And then, you know, Goodell with the fake booze and the aren't I a great guy? I mean, it was, you know, and then when they put the Bengals on the clock, everybody knew they were picking Joe Burrow for 4 months.
As much money as
Goodell
makes.
And they took 7 minutes.
Goodell makes, what, $45 million a year? He can't buy a personality.
No.
He really can't. Ever.
And now, I just read this morning, did he mispronounce Tagovailoa?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's a boob.
Where I read it, the person said, it's not like it was a shock that he was going to be drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
You had time to get somebody to teach you how to say the word.
Yeah.
That's a disgrace, too. But
John,
anyway, I watched it till Chase Young got drafted, and then that was enough. I went back to the Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
About an hour and a half past where you stopped watching, Goodell gets up, and he's supposed to tell everybody that because Vegas was supposed to host the draft this year, they're going to get it back again in 2022. So he goes on camera and says, Vegas is going to host the draft in 2020. The year we're presently in. Like, he's so bad at his job.
Yeah, how is he the most powerful man in football?
He's a mannequin. He really is. He has been such a disappointment as a commissioner, because when he took over from Tagliabue, I actually had some hope initially because he seemed to be trying to do things. He was disciplining players who should have been disciplined. And then it turned out that he was just a hollow bullet. And I can't remember the last time he made a right decision. My goodness.
Well,
I mean, think about it with the Ray Rice thing.
Yeah.
Which he mishandled and then mishandled and then mishandled and then mishandled. And since then, it's been all downhill. And the other thing he did last night, the league, you know, right at the beginning, they put up that number where you could send in money, you know, to donate to the coronavirus charities. Why not? You know, if you're the center of hope for the United States of America, as they were trying to pitch, why not start the broadcast with Goodell announcing, you know, here's the number, please call in and help. And each NFL team is donating $1 million. $1 million for these guys is like, you know, $20 for you and me.
That would have been nice.
$32 million is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been a hell of a gesture. And it would have gotten even cynics like me saying, okay, they're trying to do something positive here. But instead it was you send money. Mm-hmm. That's the NFL.
I was going to say, Goodell must be good at taking orders because the owners are keeping him in as the commissioner. And his salary goes up every single year, it seems like.
Well, there's a very good book that came out a couple of years ago called Big Game. And in it, they detailed what happened the last time his contract was up. And there were some owners led by Jerry Jones who didn't want to continue to pay him that kind of money, mm-hmm. and wanted to scale back his salary because, you know, he'd made some mistakes and he'd embarrassed them on a few occasions. And why are we continuing to pay this kind of money? But the compensation committee eventually voted down Jones and a couple other owners who were making those noises. I think Arthur Blank was the head of the compensation committee. And Goodell continues to get this ridiculous amount of money. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday, you know, when Rob Manfred came out with this mealy-mouthed explanation of why the entire Red Sox scandal was all the work of a video operator, and said, it was buried in most of the stories, I don't know if you guys noticed it, even if we hadn't granted the Red Sox players immunity, based on the investigation, none of them would have been punished. Huh. So the guys who did accept the signals,
right?
You know, they said not everybody did, but the guys who did accept the signals and who did participate, they wouldn't have been punished anyway. Rob Manfred is a total incompetent. I mean, you want to talk about Goodell? I mean, this is a guy who didn't even take back the Astros World Series trophy.
Right.
When they were found totally guilty on every level. And now he lets the Red Sox completely off the hook. I mean, a second-round draft pick, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And Goodell, I mean, these are the two most powerful men, presumably, in sports, the football commissioner, mm-hmm. baseball commissioner. And to me, they're both losers. Losers financially,
right.
but losers in terms of doing their jobs. And last night, like you guys pointed out, was just another example of the fact that Goodell can't even stand in front of a camera and you know, read off two or three sentences.
But I remember when Goodell's salary was in the $20 million range. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, he complained about it.
Stupid money. But and now it's doubled, more than doubled. I don't get it. Does he
go
in?
What happened initially, Jason, was he was upset because Bud Selig was making more money than he was. Right. And he pointed out correctly that football is more powerful than baseball now, and football owners make more money than baseball owners do, which is true, and said, pay me, you know, accordingly, and they went for it. And a big reason why he got the jump was the 2011 lockout, because the owners clearly won that lockout. And Goodell was considered to be a key player in their winning that lockout. And so the owners got what they wanted from him and said, good job, Roger, and we'll continue to pay you an outrageous amount of money. And again, getting back to what I said about the $1 million apiece, they can afford to pay this guy $44 million a year, which is more than $1 million apiece, but they can't afford to contribute $1 million apiece to the coronavirus charities, which is, you know, the money's desperately needed, as we all know.
Well, do we know that they're not donating? We don't know that.
Do you think for 1 minute, Jason?
I don't know.
Do you think for 1 minute they would do it privately? When was the last time an NFL owner or a really rich guy made a donation to charity and it didn't go public?
I've actually heard that Dan, believe it or not, has made some.
I don't believe it, okay?
I was over at Children's Hospital and they swore by it.
When Dan hired Tony Wiley as his PR guy, Tony Wiley's entire strategy to try to soften Dan's public image was to hold press conferences in which Dan announced a contribution to charity, and if you came, you could ask him some questions about the football team.
Yeah, but I don't think it's for everything, because I was over at Children's, and they had a whole wing named after his father.
Can we stop with the Children's thing, Eric, for 1 second? Because I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
The very first time I talked to Dan Snyder,
years,
I don't even know how many years ago it is, but I had written and said some things critical of him and the way he acted, and I don't even remember what it was about. He called me, and he got on the phone, and he said, so do you have a problem with Children's Hospital?
Right.
And I said, what? And he said, I thought maybe you had a problem with Children's Hospital, and that's why you've been so critical of me, because I give a lot of money to them, you know.
Right.
And I said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, first of all, my son had hernia surgery there last year, and they were fantastic. It's a great hospital. They do wonderful work. I've given them money. And you're going to try to – what you give – the money you give to charity – is irrelevant to me, because that's not what I'm talking or writing about. I'm writing about your behavior as owner of the Washington football team. Actually, back then, I probably still called them the Redskins. But, you know, he throws – the first thing he ever said to me was throwing out in a less than subtle way that he gives a lot of money to Children's Hospital.
Listen, I'm not saying he's not a douche. I'm just telling you what the administrators at Children's Hospital told me, that he said to them when he made the donation, whenever he didn't want them making a statement.
But who's the wing named after, Eric?
I think his father.
If he wanted it to be anonymous, then he didn't name the wing after you.
I think he named it after
his Tony
father.
Or Tony Kornheiser, his last supporter in Washington.
Look, I think the guy's a douche, but I'm going to give him some benefit.
John, I'm reading an article right here, and it has a number of NFL teams that have donated over $1 million.
Okay, but wouldn't it have been a nice gesture, Jason?
Sure, but let's not act like they're not giving something.
They were giving $32 million last
night. And they can afford to give a lot more.
I brought that up just to A, because they immediately asked everybody watching for donations, which is fine. But they try to portray themselves, you know, hope. You know, the NFL draft gives America hope. What's his name? Who's the guy who was the ESPN host? I always confuse those
Trey models. Wingo?
Was it Trey Wingo?
Last night it was.
You know, this is one of the great spectacles in American sport. No, it's not.
Well, what is he supposed to say?
Old is that? Don't say anything. Just say we're here.
He works for the network.
We're gonna give you a diversion for a couple of days and nights, and let's get on with the draft. Don't tell me how great the draft is. The people watching, with the exception of maybe me, all think the draft is great. You don't have to sell it. Wow. There's such a thing as overselling, and that's what they did. And again, I only watched for 30 minutes.
You're funny. Anyway, I went to bed. I took 2 melatonin pills now, chewables.
Very nice.
Chewables.
Gummies?
Gummies, actually.
And gummies.
I fell asleep right after the Chargers took Herbert. But I did DVR it, and I got it today at 4:45 and fast-forwarded through all the awful commercials.
So did the Patriots, because I haven't gone online yet, did the Patriots trade out of the first round?
They did.
I noticed they didn't have a pick.
That's what they did. They traded out.
Yep.
That's Belichick. I might, some people think they should have stuck around and gotten the Love kid to play quarterback, but, you know, I will admit Belichick knows more football than I do. Anyway, you know, at least it, like you said, like everybody's been saying, at least it was something to talk about, besides that, you know, Michael Jordan doc, which ESPN has been pumping so hard.
Which is awesome, by the way.
It is awesome. John, we got to run because we have Charlie Cowsley coming
up
next.
See you later, John.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. You too.
John is just so wrong.
Okay, here's the thing. John is a black or white guy.
Right when he said that, I Googled an article. Every team is donating like $2 or $3 million.
Here's the thing with John. He's a black or white guy. If he doesn't like you or whatever, you can do nothing good. Like, you're just all bad or all good. That's just how it is.
He's never liked drafts.
He doesn't like ESPN. Hates him. So there's nothing they could do. Look, I don't like Dan Snyder either, but obviously he's incapable of doing anything genuine. It's just how he is.
It's just funny. Because I knew he was wrong. I just wanted to Google a story about NFL donations, and they're everywhere.
Well, it's you got to be careful, too. I don't like to shame people about what they give, because you never know. Jason's point is exactly correct.
Yeah. All right, we've got Charlie Cowsley, former Redskins GM, now NFL Network analyst. We'll get his take on Chase Young, what the Redskins might do today in the draft, on Trent Williams, and more. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Up on the roof.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan, talking NFL draft all day here on The Fan. Remember, Chris Russell, Pete Medhurst have full coverage of the draft starting at 6:30 tonight. It's all brought to you by Fed Choice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And Fed Choice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA. We're going to talk draft right now with our pal, Charlie Cowsley, who joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, NFL Network analyst, former GM of the Redskins and Texans. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, man. How you doing?
Hello, how Charlie. How are you doing?
All right. We're good.
Over all the years when you were the GM.
We had a live event last night for sports. How about that?
We had an event. Weird. Out of all the years when you were GM, did you have a favorite year? Was it the year that you just swindled the Saints and got all those picks? What was your favorite?
That had to feel great.
Well, that one and my last one in Houston, we had the Mario Williams draft, and we drafted D'Amico Ryans, Owen Daniels, Eric Winston. I mean, that was a hell of a draft there. Three guys went to multiple Pro Bowls there. So those were the two favorite. So, but I thought it was fun. I tell you what, now I don't. You guys got to give me your opinion, honestly. I liked it last night. I liked the television production of it.
I thought
it was neat to see people in their home.
That part was interesting.
In their homes.
That part was interesting. But I hate the commercials, Charlie. I hate them.
Hey, you gotta pay for it.
Pay the bills.
That's why I DVR it and I watch it in the morning.
Charlie, it was too much.
Well, good. Well, then that's what we're going to do in your radio show. We're going to DVR it and skip your commercials.
No, you have to listen to our commercials.
Don't listen to them, Charlie.
The only problem was too much Roger. And he's just boring. I mean, it is what it is. Once they got going.
Ooh, see, they had the booing. I thought that was fun.
You like that, huh?
Well, once they got going, I liked it. You know, obviously to see the guys, the families, and it's such an emotional moment for the kids. That's awesome. Best part. And they get a little eavesdropping into each guy's little setup, their little war rooms. It was definitely very cool. And I got to give them credit as far as technical snafus go. You know, I wasn't locked in on every second of it. You know, I was on my computer, but I didn't notice anything other than a slight delay that they had to deal with.
No, I may have missed a few things here and there, but not very many. But no, smooth. When they had their tryout the other day, so to speak, their trial, the very first pick, I think it froze. After that, it was great.
Yeah.
And there was criticism. Well, the criticism wasn't fair because they didn't evaluate the whole thing.
Yeah.
I talked to 10 teams the day after. No, we got no problem at all. We made multiple trades. We feel good about it. All and obviously, it felt good about it. We had trades. Now, when you get to 5 minutes, you may not have as many trades.
Right, right. So, obviously, let's just touch on Burrow just for a second because, you know, around here we haven't really talked about him that much. You tweeted about the best compliment you heard about Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you just want to comment on that?
Yeah, one of the coaches said this, and another coach that I know who knows Burrow and has and knows a lot about Brady. I'll just keep it that way. Yeah. And both of them said the same thing. This guy, Brady-like in preparation. In other words, Brady, when the game's over, he's on to the next game. And that's what this guy is. And there's a lot to be said. That's Peyton Manning, see. Peyton Manning didn't have the most ability. He wasn't an elite, talented guy. But who was more competitive? Who was a better preparer? Nobody than Peyton Manning. So there is something to that. This guy has enough of talent. Now, this guy isn't a rag-arm guy out there now.
No, he's good.
He's got athletic ability. Now, he's got to get a better team around him. But that to me is something that makes a guy special. Now, is this guy a special talent? No. Probably was the safest bet in the last night, though.
I feel like he's the best quarterback prospect, though, in terms of solid, can't-miss sense luck. Is that unfair, though, or is that too much hype? What do you think?
I haven't looked at it that way, but if we got 10 seconds here, let me go.
Yeah.
See, my guess is it is. I'm just going to look up the guys that were taken here.
I just think the bust potential is low on him, Charlie.
He probably is. Yeah. What's that?
I just feel like the bust potential is low. I just feel like he's going to be very, very good.
Yeah. Now, the guy will be solid as a minimum. So. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the year that he put up with the touchdown to pick ratio, the national title, destroying Clemson – destroying Oklahoma. I mean, he's got NFL receivers, he's got NFL talent all over the place, but just the numbers he put up, Charlie, you got to think, man, this guy's going to be a can't miss. But who knows?
Well, you ignore numbers. See, how many touchdowns did Dwayne Haskins throw, right? Yeah.
Andre Ware years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but Burrow did it in the SEC, Charlie. That's not fair.
No,
Burrow did it against NFL teams, basically.
No, my point is I ignore statistics.
All right.
Okay, I evaluate the player. Statistics are a product of everything around him in the system, in most cases, okay? Now, we might differ on that, but that's how I look at it. But, no, they had me ask who's the best quarterback, or how'd you rate him in the last 10 years? I put Stafford and Luck ahead of him, and then I had him and Kyler Murray even, and then I had him ahead of everybody else.
Wow.
So, I mean, I like the guy.
Yeah. Now, what about Miami taking Tua? Obviously, you got injury questions there, but do you like the pick?
Well, let's ignore the injury questions. I like to pick because I think it you can't ignore it when you're doing it, okay? But interesting, I polled SEC coaches that played both of them. It was dead even.
Ooh.
I polled 27 teams. Who do you take, Burrow or Tua? It was 23-3-1 for Burrow. Body build was the difference. The accuracy, decision-making, Tua's a gunslinger. But Tua's a top-five quarterback in every draft to me. Now, on the injury one, this is simple, but it's not simple. We all lay it out there. We're all in this together. Owner has to step up and say, go with it. Because, hey, this may bust, okay?
Right.
And we can't have everybody blaming everybody at that point in time. We got to all have our eyes wide open going in, which they did. He technically passes physical. The question is, down the road is going to be a problem. Well, guess what? Down the road, nobody knows.
Yeah.
And as a general manager, I never went against the medical people. But you know what? Curtis Martin played forever, okay? And he was a guy that was a short career guy. Drew Brees failed Miami's physical. He's in the Hall of Fame. There was a guy called Willie Rofe offensive tackle. He's in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He failed the expansion draft physical. Mm-hmm. We could never get him. He goes on. He plays a long career. So you have situations where it's strictly an opinion, okay? And that's all a doctor can do. He can give you, here's my analysis, and here's my best guess. So you roll the dice. You guys are gamblers. Sometimes you roll it, and you might hit it. And if it doesn't, you know, don't tell your wife, right?
Right.
that's sound advice, Charlie.
Like
and you know
that,
what?
Charlie.
And they didn't have to trade up and give away four or five picks to get him either.
No. He fell right to him. And they were trying to trade up. I don't know why they didn't get a deal done. I mean, that was a gift to Detroit because what's going to happen there? I guess Detroit was worried about somebody coming up there to the Giants and getting the corner. Maybe that's it. So you just keep it simple and stay at home. But, it's excitement. My gut is the owner had some influence in this. If nothing else, say, don't worry about the injury. Let's go for it.
Charlie, what does a successful rookie campaign look like for Chase Young here in D.C.? Is it too much to just put on him, you've got to come in and give us 12 sacks as a rookie? Is that too rudimentary?
What do you think
it looks like?
No. I'm giving you as an evaluator, okay? This guy's one of the best defensive ends I ever scouted, okay? So what I want to do is I want to see the guy compete hard, which he does on tape. I want to see that quickness and explosion off the ball when we just let it run upfield. And then I want to see gradual improvement during the season. Those are the things I want to see. I'm not concerned about stats. I'm concerned about this guy showing me enough things to tell me that this is the same guy that I saw in college as an evaluator. It was like Sweat. You know, I saw the positives in Sweat, though the production wasn't there. And he got better as the season went on. Same thing with Dwayne. You saw some positives in preseason. The package wasn't complete. He played well at the end of the year when he got practice time and they got him in a system that, you know, was tailored to what he could do.
Joined by Charlie Castle, former Redskins and Houston Texans GM. Were you surprised that Henry Ruggs was the first receiver selected? Went to the Raiders.
Yes and no. I didn't have him. I had him number three. If he's just going to value track and run fast, the guy's fast. Now, you watch the tape, the guy's a good player. When you start piecing it together, does the guy catch the ball? Yes. Does the guy show foot quickness to run routes? Yes. He has some stiffness. He's kind of raw. But he did play in a big conference, played with a lot of good receivers around him. He would clearly have played more if he was with another team or another college. So, is there a little bit of a risk in a gamble? Yeah. I did have Lamb and Judy. Judy 1, Lamb 2. But it was really Judy 1, Lamb 1A. To me, those two guys, you flip a coin, take either one of them. Dallas did a great job of taking the best player available.
You know, Charlie, they were pointing it out last night a lot during the draft coverage. A lot of these guys played a lot out of the slot.
Well, and that's a good point because they may not be. But I think Ruggs to me is an outside guy running up the field. I mean, he's going to change your coverage now. You're going to have to because this guy plays fast. He just didn't run fast, plays fast. I don't have any problem seeing Lamb or Judy or any of those guys play outside. Jefferson, the one, is a little bit unique because he doesn't have the body built for a slot in the NFL. I shouldn't say it. He doesn't have the quickness guy. He's not the darter that you like inside. But the guy does have speed, and I think he's got a potential to run routes outside. He's not a big body guy, so he's a little bit of a tweener. But I did like him. I thought it was an excellent pick by the Vikings.
They flashed this stat yesterday or last night during the draft. Ruggs had 98 catches in 3 years. At Bama, 25 of them went for touchdowns.
Wow.
No, that's a hell of a stat now.
What?
Yeah. That's a hell of a stat.
I know. Really, so 25% of his catches were scores.
Hey, Charlie.
That's crazy.
Raiders need a speed guy, so that's good.
Yeah.
Charlie, how do you handle this as a GM? You're a GM, two teams. Obviously, nobody wants to see somebody pick your successor. And Aaron Rodgers seems to be a particularly prickly guy. If you're the GM there, do you give him the courtesy call and say, hey, listen, we have faith in you, and we can't wait to see what you do for us these next couple of years, but we're going to draft this kid? Do you give him that courtesy call, or is it just professional football and you don't even bother with that?
Well, the coach should give him make that call.
Okay.
Okay? So, yes, I think
somebody
it's the right
should,
thing to
though.
Do. Somebody should,
You don't have to. It's professional football. And you could tell him that at any point. You know, well, it's one of those things. If you tell him, who's he going to tell, see? So, you know, if you try to call him on the pick when you're on the clock, that's probably what you have to do because he might go tell somebody and somebody trades up and then you don't have the quarterback.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, yeah.
So that is a little bit tricky. So I would try to call him when we're on the clock, and if we don't get him, hey, we tried. But, A, it's the right pick in this sense, getting a quarterback for the future. He did not play at the same level he had played at in previous years. He made his great highlight plays, but the consistency wasn't there. So are we at the tip, ready to go down? Well, we're probably closer than that than keep going. We don't know. There's nothing wrong with taking a quarterback at that point in time. The guy was trained by Ron Wolf and Gutekunst. He was there when they took Aaron Rodgers, when they had Brett Favre. And Ron Wolf always believed in taking a quarterback every year. There's nothing wrong with it. Now, this guy fails a drug test, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Did he fail a drug test on the way before the All-Star game? That to me is more the question, okay, if I'm not mistaken on that. The consistency is senior year when they change systems, ask him to read defenses. He's a talented guy. This guy's Mahomes on highlights. But then he's somebody else who throws a lot of interceptions. So, but it was the right move to take quarterback.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers in March was asked about the possibility of the Packers drafting a quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers' response in a radio interview was, I know this, he's not beating me out anytime soon.
No. Hey, let's hope he doesn't beat him out anytime soon, okay? Of course not. No, hell, you know, they hope Rodgers plays 4 years probably.
Right.
Or 3 years anyway, so.
I don't know if Love failed a drug test. He had drug possession charges.
Was he picked up or something?
Yeah, he had drug possession charges.
Yeah, there was an incident. That's why I tempered it where I wasn't exactly sure. But there was an incident before the All-Star game.
All right, real quick, before we let you go, getting back to the Skins, they got no picks in the second round now. Who knows about what happens with Trent? But they certainly have to address the offense. I mean, they made all these additions defensively. You know, Chase Young's great. They made those additions in the secondary. So they're fine defensively right now. Maybe they need another corner, but man, they got to get some offensive guys for Haskins. They got to get a tight end. They got to get some more receivers. So they need to move Trent for a couple picks, man. They just need to get some depth offensively, don't you think?
Well, don't you have to have somebody who's going to give you something?
Yeah, well, I would assume there's someone out there that wants him.
Well, I don't know. I'm anxious to hear what happened in Cleveland. And maybe Cleveland was stalling to see if they got the tackle they wanted. Once they did, say goodbye. My sources told me Tampa doesn't have the cap room. The Jets just took a tackle. Minnesota, very lukewarm on them, on the thing. So for what the money wanted and what they want, Redskins wanted to pick. Now, the Redskins are in a tough position. The player put them in a tough position. The Redskins, Ron Rivera says, hey, how can I give you a new contract? I haven't seen you. Come to camp, prove yourself. You're under contract. Okay? So, but to answer your question, yes, they need offense, but take the best player available. Don't force guys. You'll regret it. They're fortunate. There's a number of tight ends that are going to be there in the third round, I believe. Mm-hmm. There may be a receiver. They got McLaurin in the third round. They hit it. So there might be a receiver there in the third round. There could be an offensive lineman there in the third round. So, so it's not over yet. But the odds are against them. But take the best player. Keep working.
Do you think,
all right, Charlie?
Do you think they need to look at left tackle?
Oh yeah, no question about that. No question about that. Hey, get that phone number for Donald Penn up again.
Yeah, don't lose that number.
Oh man, thank
all
you,
right,
Charlie.
Appreciate it. Stay safe.
You. Thank you, buddy.
It's Charlie Casley, former Redskins and Texans GM. Sounds like he's having a good time during the quarantine, at least with the draft last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who didn't like having some live entertainment? I mean, I'm not going to turn my TV on for anything other than sort of news, live stuff, you know.
Right.
Everything else is just Netflix or Naked and Afraid on Discovery.
I did watch American Assassin. I know that movie's a few years old with Michael Keaton and Michael Keaton?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Who? Yeah, I don't know. And then Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He plays the assassin.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It was entertaining.
I saw it a few years back.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
All right, continuing coverage of the NFL Draft on 106.7 The Fan, presented by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times, and FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Been talking NFL draft all morning. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Reminder, tonight you can listen to our pals Chris Russell and Pete Medhurst. Full coverage of the draft starts at 6:30 p.m. tonight on 106.7 The Fan. And it's all presented by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times. And FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA. And just to bring up a little tidbit, non-NFL draft related, which jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Gere is 70 years old and just knocked up his wife.
Wow.
Just
really?
Kid.
Wow. Yeah, you think you're an old daddy.
How old is she?
I'm guessing in her 30s. I just saw a picture of her.
Look at Jason.
I think he has a 2-year-old too.
Wow, he is that is really old to be a dad. But hey, look, everybody approaches fatherhood in a different way. It's a different path for everybody. And look, I guess he wants to be a 90-year-old with a 20-year-old.
Would be nice to make it to 90.
He's
the likelihood is he's dying in 8 years, though.
Yeah,
I bet heavily on that.
Go if you go with the numbers. Yes.
Yeah,
he's married to a 37-year-old. So.
Okay, yeah,
much younger.
Would that smile indicate that, Jason, your testosterone would suddenly reappear if you were married to a 30-year-old?
I don't think so, but maybe for the first year, but then it would go downhill quickly.
I think his testosterone would be higher if all of his prop bets hit last night during the NFL draft.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I think it would have been much higher.
No, I had a bad night in the props. I'd bet under 2.5 Pac-12 players that lost. Bunch of losers. Anyway, I got to drive into Maryland today, by the way. I got to go to the dentist. I haven't been
to
the dentist.
Why are you coming to the great state? The dentist?
It's where my dentist is.
Where? What part?
Tacoma Park.
Tacoma Park. Okay.
Yep, Tacoma
Park. A lot of granola-y people live there in Tacoma Park.
Yep, probably drive by.
I know nothing about Tacoma Park.
It's nice.
Very little.
Nice.
Is that
town.
Where Stevie Franchise is from, or is he from a different park?
I think you're right. I think,
he's from Tacoma Park.
I think he's from Tacoma Park. I just know there's a lot of guys that wear sandals.
Oh, really?
And they, yeah.
A lot of hippies.
A lot of crunchy
hippies.
Guys and girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason, were you going to say you would drive by like your grandma's old house?
Yeah, I'm going to go and take a look at it. We sold it about a year and a half ago, so take a look at it. Bring back some memories.
So your dentist is actually seeing people?
Yeah.
My dentist shut it down.
Just for a cleaning? Just for a regular routine cleaning?
It's a long drive for a cleaning.
Well, I know, but he's my guy. You know, I've been going to him for 10 years. He's like a family friend.
Right.
Very intimate.
It is.
Right now.
I think it depends on the dentist.
No, no, it
depends
on the
situation. Level, right. I mean, I don't know. If I was a dentist, I wouldn't want to be an all dudes mouth.
Well, I know
right
he'll
now.
Have the mask and gloves on. I won't, but he will.
Yeah. Well, my dentist always had that, but that could have just been my bad breath. I just assumed.
So I'll be driving around the belt around noon today.
Well, I'm guessing you won't have much traffic.
Probably not.
I haven't seen the Beltway or the ICC in a month plus.
I have not. Yeah, I was going to say I have not been on the Beltway since before all this started.
Right.
That's true.
So March, maybe first week of March? Something like that?
I got to tell you.
I filled up my tank one time.
You haven't filled up my gas tank in a month.
And the only reason I did that was because whichever was my last day in the studio, I was down to like a quarter of a tank.
Down
and of course, I turned in a car, so I'm down to one car. But I can't even take advantage of the low gas prices.
I saw $1.94 in the O-Town yesterday. Under $2 a gallon.
I know. Nice. I'm so bitter I'm not taking advantage of it.
Yet I'm not buying any of it. I feel like I should be stockpiling it, putting it in my safe room.
This thing is actually hooking me because it's low on the list, obviously. It's a disaster. But I was going way over my mileage. Like JP, I was putting a ton of miles on my lease, but I haven't driven a car in 2 months.
Well, I have
it's
a question.
It's totally going to hook me.
When I turned in my car, my Pathfinder, which the lease ran out, typically you have to turn in your tags and then call insurance. But they told me then that the MVA was shut down, so I couldn't even turn in my tags. So I still have to have that car kind of insured. I'm sure I could pull it off, but is the MVA hope open? Can I turn in my tags? How do I do that?
I would think that's an essential type of business, right? Wouldn't they be open for at least limited appointments?
Somebody told me that I couldn't.
It'll say open or closed. Yeah. As soon as you Google it should know. But real quick, I want to give a shout out to Mike Walker and BMW Fairfax. And the guys all have their own car deals, but those are my guys. And like any other essential business, he's trying to keep all his employees employed. So they're putting they got all these deals out there. He texted me last week, 0% financing on certain models. 0% financing.
That's the best kind.
Yeah. So, hit them up. And these guys have their car deals too. I'm sure their dealerships need business too. To keep their employees afloat. So consider it for sure. I got to tell you, yesterday I made a food order. I almost hesitate to talk about it on air because they're so good. You get it the next day, and then some other stuff you get 2 days later. Whereas when I go on Instacart and some of these others, you got to hit that website 14 times to lock in something a week away. You know, it's not nearly as efficient. It's going to be counterintuitive to you, but Target will give you next day delivery on probably half your stuff, and then the other stuff 2 days later they'll ship it to you.
My wife did.
Target's
that.
Been my go-to for
ship
my groceries lately.
We have a Target within a mile of where we live, so she did Target. But I would say I thought she was going to walk outside. Like I dropped her off, she had the mask, and I'm waiting in the car. I thought she was going to come out with like 3 or 4 bags. She came out with one because they didn't have anything.
Oh,
so
really?
I guess it's going to be delivered, I think, today.
By the way, speaking of food,
online, man.
Food, Eric,
yes,
and Valdez, you know Frank Galifianakis. So Frank Galifianakis is a friend of ours. He's the meat guy. He played golf at University of Illinois. He's a complete stick, right? Just a baller on the golf course. Member over at Trump. Anyway, his family has a company called Capital Meats.
All right.
And I had him, he sent me the menu, and I said, all right, this is what I want. I bought all this chicken and ground turkey and sausage.
Chicken.
And I had the chicken last night. Dude, it was unbelievable. I'm not going back to Harris Teeter for chicken. It blew the Harris Teeter's chicken out of the room.
Hold on,
out of the
how
room.
You can taste test chicken. No.
I mean,
you know
chicken
it's better.
Is chicken. Come
yes.
on.
No, incorrect.
Chicken.
This chicken was so much better. It was juicier. It was just tastier.
Is it organic?
And you know what? And the
is
prices
it organic?
Were, it's not organic. I don't
Did
think it's organic.
Did you cook it?
Yeah. Of course.
Then grilled
you
just, it?
You hooked it then. Somehow you just lockboxed your way into
did you,
cooking
no,
it.
Did you come marinate on. I mean, certain cuts of meat are better wherever you get it.
Did
and
you
by
marinate
the way, the,
it, Rick?
Yes. And the, well, not, we just put salt and pepper and a little Italian seasoning on it.
Okay. That's
and oil
bare
and vinegar.
Minimum.
But
adobo.
The prices were cheaper. The prices were cheaper. And I'm just telling you, I'm not going back to Harris Teeter or Wegmans.
You got a meat guy.
I'm not knocking them, but I've just never heard of one place's chicken better than another.
All right, well, I want you to try it and tell me it's not money.
Send it to me.
Can any random donk just order from there?
Yes.
That's silly.
I've never heard of that.
Call them up.
I've heard
Capital Meats.
They delivered it right to your doorstep?
I think they service a lot of the high-end restaurants. I think that's what they do. But right now, since all these restaurants are closed – or just serving curbside, but you can order from them.
So it's a silly loophole.
It's legit.
What does Harris Teeter have, like sickly chickens or something?
Their chicken's fine.
They probably get them from like a farm where they have a million of them.
I'm just telling you, it was better. Yeah. I don't know anything about chicken, but I know what tastes good.
So Capital Meats is open. I confirmed it. MVA is closed in Maryland.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm just stuck with those tags. They're just sitting in the garage. until right. MVAs open up again.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're not driving.
I know, except I have to continue the insurance. At least I was advised to continue the insurance.
I got to call Colonial Parking. I've been putting it off.
You
for
keep
weeks.
Saying that. Yeah. You're not going to call them.
I got to call them today. I'm
yeah. right putting it show. Off. I'm procrastinating.
Write yourself a note.
I got to cut 4 Reynolds team spots, and then I'm calling Colonial. That's what I'm doing.
I wish I had 4 spots to cut. Been kind of light in that department.
By the way, thank you to the Reynolds team for sending the lawn dart game to us yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Are you on that Reynolds team train now? Are you getting all the gifts?
They send gifts all the time.
How did you
get
in
on
that?
Did you get the lawn dart game?
I get everything, but I'm special. You're not special.
Well, in their eyes, I am.
I got zero gifts.
How'd you get on the special list?
Because they like me, Richie.
Oh, there's a mistake. I'm going to talk to Michelle.
All right.
I should be getting all the special gifts.
Keep shipping it.
The same.
Hey, do you still have that little, like, little mini little camping chair, that little red one that they sent? Because I lost mine.
How do you lose a camping chair?
Well, it's like because I was taking it was my photographer chair. So I was taking all the games. I left it at Richmond. I'm bitter.
Camping
not driving
chair.
Back there for that.
I'm not
do you know
sure
what I'm talking
sent...
about? It's like a little tiny little mini little foldable chair you sit on.
Yeah, I'm not sure they sent that. My wife would know.
The big lurch.
I couldn't fit on it. I know that.
Yeah. So ship it to me.
Hey, Squeaker, you can go on Target.com and order one for like $9.
No. They're like 20. I looked.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.